Sport on RTE Radio 1.
We're talking golf here. Where's the big mo, Des, at the moment
well, the big
in
mo,
the Ryder Cup?
Yeah. Well, we can find out because the Ryder Cup has been underway for a couple of hours now. It's an excellent start for Europe. Greg can fill us in on everything that's happening in Rome.
Well, firstly, these matches underway. It's really bright and sunny out there. It was cool enough early on, but the conditions are just about perfect now. And as Ryder Cups go, it's a real reminder out there, this crackling atmosphere of what makes it so different, even to major championships. It's not like the Masters nor the Open. It's an utterly unique sound when these roars go up and the atmosphere is fizzling and crackling there. You turn your head away from the action for a moment. There's this real sense of missing out on something. Not quite FOMO, but not far off. Because so much of apparent significance has happened already. Because Europe are up in all four matches, and they've got a three matches they're two up, and we're still on the front nine, just completed the front nine in the top match. So it's in that top match, John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton two up on Scotty Scheffler and Sam Burns. Scotty Scheffler hit the opening shot of this Ryder Cup, and it was a fairly ordinary one into heavy rough, so nerves get to everyone at even the world number one. And the big change in that match really happened on the second green when Rahm holed from 25 feet. He holed from 3 feet on the fifth. They went two up there. Scheffler and Burns got the sixth back, but that match has now gone Rahm and Hatton's way with a birdie on the seventh, so they're just through the turn after nine. Rahm and Hatton two up on Scheffler and Burns. In match two, Victor Hovland, he chipped in on the first hole from nearly 20 yards. He's alongside the rookie Ludvig Åberg, and Åberg looks a bit nervous, didn't hit a good shot to that first green, and then Hovland chips in from just about the fringe. So it really was a terrific start for Hovland, who then holed from 15 feet on the next hole, and that they went two up after two. The first six holes in that match, incidentally, were all either won or lost. The Americans fought back to win the third and fourth, but Åberg and Hovland won the fifth and sixth. So first six holes all exchanged. The seventh and eighth have been halved. Hovland and Åberg are two up on Max Homa and Brian Harman. Match three, Shane Lowry and Sepp Straka looking like an inspired partnership, and Lowry is playing terrifically well. In particular, two approach shots on the third and fourth holes. The first of those to 6 feet. Straka knocked that in, and on the fourth hole, Lowry's tee shot on the par three to about 2.5 feet, and Straka knocked that in. And as they go now to the eighth hole, or they're on the eighth hole right now, Lowry and Straka are two up, and they're likely to win the eighth. You never know what happens in match play, but they're likely to win the eighth because the Americans are in trouble, and Straka has hit his approach shot to about 7 feet. And in the bottom match, Rory McIlroy knocked in a 6-foot putt for birdie on the fourth. They have that fifth hole, so McIlroy and Fleetwood at the moment are one up on Schauffele and Cantlay after six holes now. So two up in the top match for Europe, two up in the second match, two up in the third match, one up in the bottom match. It could be a shutout in the front in the first foursomes session. And there was an American shutout in the, what I mean by shutout is winning all four matches in the first foursome session back in 2016. And of course, America went on and romped to victory in that Ryder Cup. It's already going severely Europe's way.
Yeah, there's a more positive word than severely, surely. But it's great stuff, Greg. Thank you for that. And Greg is going to keep us in touch with all of the Ryder Cup action. Himself and Gary Moran over the weekend bringing us that. In Gaelic Games, Dublin have 10 nominations for the PwC All-Star Football Awards. Kerry have 9, Derry have 7 and Monaghan have 4. The nominees for Footballer of the Year are David Clifford of Kerry, Dublin's Brian Fenton and Derry's Brendan Rodgers. James McCarthy, the Dublin captain, not included. In soccer, we've reached a key stage in the battle for the Premier Division title and the places in Europe. Now, Shamrock Rovers are closing in on their fourth title in a row. Rovers have a good lead over Derry, 5 points, and they lead St Pat's by 6 points. Rovers play Shelburne tonight. It's live on RTE2. Shelburne chasing a European spot. And their captain, Luke Byrne, told Damien O'Mara that his team have a good record against Rovers and have high hopes for tonight.
Yeah, look, we've obviously, we played them 7 times now, maybe 5 draws. You know, we were pegged back in a couple of those games in the last minute, and we were 2-0 up this season. So a couple of near misses, which you know, we don't like. So we'll be going there full of confidence, trying to win the game. You know, we've proven we can go and win in any ground. And Rovers is one that, you know, they're one team we haven't beaten, so we still have to go and do that, and that's the plan.
It's been an unbelievable run of form. I think it's 9 league games now unbeaten. What's been the key to that springboard to finish so strong towards the tail end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's only 5 all season, 31 games. So what's been the springboard? I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just, I suppose, a result of consistent work. Consistent work on the system, consistent work on the training ground, players improving. you know, we strengthened in the summer. You know, the likes of Harry Wood and Will Jarvis have definitely improved us. But it was a very young team if you go back 18 months ago, and all those players are obviously 18 months down the line, and you're seeing huge improvements in them, like the likes of Gavin McGoy, Jack Moylan, two of the outstanding players in the league. No one probably knew about them 18 months ago, so it's a combination of a few things. But I think over the whole year we've been very difficult to beat, and look, yeah, obviously it's a good run. I think we had another run before where we were 8 or 9 unbeaten as well, so we're well capable of doing it.
But the big thing is to convert the draws into wins and to propel yourself back up the table.
Of course, yeah, we have got too many draws, and there's a number of them there that we were winning games quite late on and we didn't win them, which is frustrating. But look, that's going to happen over the course of a season. I still feel we're improving, honestly, with 5 games to go. I still think we're getting better. And, you know, look, five difficult games, and it's really tight. And look, we've put ourselves in a great position, but that's all we've done.
Well, that's going to be quite a game tonight. It's live on RTE2. Elsewhere, Derry hosts UCD, St Pat's are in Cork, Bohemians entertain Sligo Rovers, and there's the County Louth derby at Oriel Park when Dundalk meet Drogheda. There was lots of drama in the Rugby World Cup game last night. It finished Japan 28, Samoa 22. And that means England qualify for the quarterfinals as Pool D winners. Japan will now play Argentina for a place in the last 8 as runners-up. Tonight, it's New Zealand against Italy. And while Italy are ahead of New Zealand in the group table, it would be considered a big surprise if they were to win tonight. Ireland have a free weekend. Remember, they play Scotland in the big one next week. Finally, the Irish show jumping team has qualified for the final round of the Nations Cup in Barcelona on Sunday, and we have racing this evening at Dundalk and Goran Park.